KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:06, we have a mostly sunny sky. It's 48 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high near 70 and winds northwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In area news, the Griswold School Board interviewed three finalists for the Griswold Middle School High School principal's position during a set of interviews on Wednesday evening. The hiring process is a result of the Billy Hyatt's resignation. 18 people had applied for the job. The selection committee narrowed it down to three finalists. Three finalists individually spent an hour with each group in a closed session that was made up of school board members, administrators, and community members. The board is expected to make its decision in the coming days. The Griswold School Board Wednesday agreed to continue also with the current face mask policy, which calls for masks or face coverings to be worn during school hours while in the school building and during times when students are being transported by district vehicles. And they're encouraging the public to wear face coverings when they are in school buildings during times that the mask would otherwise not be required. The Adair County Board of Supervisors Wednesday morning approved updated wording in engineer Nick Kaufman's contract with regard to vacation time. The contract calls for 20 days of paid vacation per year, and he's allowed to carry over vacation time. In his report to the board, Kaufman said much of the contract rock is done for now, and the project at Delta Avenue and 190th Street is on hold for the time being.
Cass County finally got all their right-of-way contracts signed and recorded so we can move forward with the G61 County Line joint project. So we're looking at a June 7th letting, so hopefully that'll fall into play where we can have that done this fall.
Kaufman said also work continues to progress on the N22 Jackson and W35 Jefferson bridges.
North 22 Jackson, Deckard, West 35 Jefferson. They've only got three people up there working right now, but they're ready. They'll be ready for the railings here before too long. They're way ahead on their schedule, so that's why they've reduced their workforce.
He said also his shared contract with Union County to serve as their interim engineer has ended a little earlier than expected. He's been the interim engineer there for quite a while. Union County has elected to go instead with Clark County for engineering services and the sharing of the equipment, especially some equipment Clark County has that Union County does not. And Kaufman said he's glad to be working strictly for Adair County once again for numerous reasons, including the difference in facilities.
Nothing against anybody down there, but it just makes me appreciate Adair County even more.
Are you telling us how much worse we can get?
Well,
at the board?
The combination of dealing with the board and personnel, money situation, just everything.
In other business, the Adair County Supervisors approved a contract with Infomax for a complete IT cloud solution. The system will be installed sometime within the next 6 weeks or so and should be ready for use by July the 1st, if all goes according to plan. In other news, sheriff's deputies in Page County Wednesday arrested a woman following a traffic stop about 3 miles south of Clarinda. Authorities say 49-year-old Frances Ann Boffman of Brattyville was arrested for driving while license revoked. Boffman was transported to the Page County Jail, where she was being held on $1,000 bond, pending future court proceedings. Creston police Thursday arrested a man and woman on separate charges. Authorities say 45-year-old Michael John Palmer of Creston was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a charge of theft in the fifth degree. Palmer later posted bond and was released from the Union County Jail. And 34-year-old April Marie Roberts of Creston was arrested Wednesday at 122 Manor Drive on a charge of criminal mischief in the fifth degree. She was cited at the scene and released on a promise to appear in court. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office on Wednesday reported three recent arrests. They said around 8:40 p.m. on Tuesday, 38-year-old Marlon Martinez Solares was arrested following a traffic stop near Oakland. Solares was taken into custody for OWI first offense. Early Tuesday morning, 41-year-old Cantal Mark was arrested following a traffic stop for speeding near Oakland. Mark was taken into custody for driving while barred, habitual offender, and providing false identification information. Monday night, 27-year-old Jacob Dwayne Jens was arrested in Avoca for driving while barred, habitual offender. The report said Jens allegedly attempted to hide his red 2005 Dodge Caravan on the south side of a restaurant on the north side of Avoca. A woman from Shenandoah faces charges after two children were found wandering the streets Tuesday. According to Shenandoah police, 21-year-old Callista Dean Griffin was arrested late Tuesday morning on a child endangerment charge. She was taken into custody after authorities received a call at around 10:30 a.m. with regard to two toddlers seen in the middle of the 200 block of West Sheridan Avenue in Shenandoah without an adult present. Officers later located Griffin with the children's parent and at her home several blocks away from where the children were found. Griffin was released from the Page County Jail on a $2,000 bond and was ordered to report at a later date in front of a judge. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, a Sioux City teen charged in a deadly New Year's Day shooting will stand trial as an adult. Attorneys for now 18-year-old Carlos Morales tried unsuccessfully to have his case moved from juvenile court. Morales was 17 when 18-year-old Mia Cretas was shot and killed and turned 18 10 days later. Investigators say Morales, his older brother Christopher, and another man opened fire on a home with handguns and a rifle. Court documents show Morales had a long history of juvenile court dating back to 2015. The first-degree murder conviction carries a sentence of life in prison. And finally in the news, a bridge deck overlay project on Interstate 129 in Sioux City requires closing the ramp from southbound I-29 to westbound 129 U.S. 20 from 8 a.m. on Tuesday, May 11th until Monday, July 12th, weather permitting. During the project, motorists will be detoured to Singing Hills Boulevard and then northbound to I-29 and westbound to U.S. 20. You can see the map in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. I'm Rick Hansen reporting for KJAN News.